chosen the right time and the right place to join in an interactive program geared towards our youth and young adults from ages 12 to 35.
This is Rescued Radio,
sponsored by Sanctuary Adult Program and JC's Home Healthcare. We invite parents, relatives, church leaders, and the community to help as we prepare to deal with issues facing our young people today. First, we have to be willing to listen to them as they search for answers to controversial topics. Each week, we will listen, then address those tough issues as we work together to provide solutions that will empower and equip them to deal with the ills of society. Now, prepare to be a part of this broadcast as we welcome your calls and participation. Gather your young people around the radio and get ready for Rescued Radio with your host, Sean Ward, and co-host, Hernandez Union.
Come on, the clap going. Come on, the clap going.
Sing, Jesse. Go ahead, Jesse. Ooh. Yeah. Get. That's Jesse Prather, y'all. Man, that song hot. Shouts out to Jesse Prather. What's up, man? Go grab Lottie Dottie and everybody and tell them that Sean A Plus Ward is on the radio. You listen to Rescue Nation Radio. That's right. I haven't been here in a couple of weeks, but what's up, Shamika? How you doing?
I'm good. What about you?
How you doing? How you doing? What's up?
Doing excellent.
It is what it is, man. Hey, happy December the 8th to everybody. Hey, we happy that you took the time out to tune in today. I heard that you all had a great time 2 weeks ago with my mother, Dr. Janice Ward. She was on here talking about... What we talking about today? That's right, man in the mirror. We're talking about, I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
And no, we're not talking about Michael Jackson.
No, not Michael Jackson. No Michael Jackson today. No. Hey, shouts out to everybody, man. I'm happy that you tuned in today, man. Hey, we got a lot going on, man. Hope you tune in to My 46, man. We're talking about today. We'll be teaching on generational curses, the generational. Resetting the generation, and we that's at 1:30, my 46. Yeah, so hey, today it's a cold day out, so my auditor came over with a new thing. It's 304. Do you know where your kids are? Then where are your children? Do you know where they are? No, seriously. Man. So what's been going on, Arlington, man? Shouts out to Arlington, man. We happy that he's here, man.
I appreciate that very much. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I miss y'all, man. It's been a while.
It's been, what, 3 weeks?
It has been.
Yeah. And I've been tired, man. I needed a little break from the radio.
Oh, I see.
Been doing it for a whole year strong without missing any beat, with just chilling time. So hey, you can follow me on Twitter too, A Plus Ward, man.
Sound like one of those preachers.
I sound like a preacher.
Yeah, you know how they be talking and You're like, oh, I just needed one of those breaks. You know, I get away from the pulpit for a second.
Get away from the pulpit, me and the wife. I hear a doorbell. Hark, who goes there? Is that PK?
Grimace is in the building.
Lord.
Grimace is in the building. No. You called him Elder Big Size. What'd you call him?
King Size.
Elder King Size. We gonna, that's his new name. Elder King Size is his name.
Boom, boom. No, those are footsteps.
Oh, no, oh! I thought it was.
King Cone just walked in.
King Cone just walked in, y'all. Woo. Everybody standing for King Cone as he enters into the building. Listen, man, what's going on? You tell us what's going on. Listen, we got an exciting thing happening. March 31st, man, we're going to let you know January 1st what's going down with the get down and the get down and the get going on. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty.
Better make it make sense.
What's up, PK?
What's going down?
Hey, man, she just gave you a new name.
Really? Why is that not surprising at all?
She called you Elder Kingsides.
What? Okay.
Elder, give me some more.
Hey, man, I thought you weren't coming because I thought they said you had an upset stomach. Like, dead serious, man.
I actually do.
I got the BG. You need to be dismissed. You can be dismissed right now.
Told you. Told you I'm a prophet.
It's all the tryptophan, all the extra turkey and stuff. And then
thanks.
You
got to don't blame what happened about.
Hey.
See,
we have a lot of leftovers.
Can't be eating at everybody's house.
Right, that exactly. Hey, and that also contributes to it.
Oh,
taste testings you were doing, remember?
Pretty much.
So listen, man, just to let you know, man, we'll be doing a re-air tonight at 9 o'clock for those who would like to tune in one more time to get into this discussion or just to hear or if you miss some of the funnies that we be giving. This is just an all-around show, like a circus inside of a sound booth. And also, you can log on and subscribe to Rescue Nation for the podcast. That way you can have it right to your hip. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
That's right. You can get it right over any web-enabled device.
For sheezy, my easy. You know what I'm saying? So
in the heezy.
That's right. Listen, it was a scripture that says, you know, how can you, and I'm paraphrasing here, it says, how can you judge me for what I do? You know, you look at me for the thorn or the twig I have in my eye, and I'm paraphrasing here, but here you are sitting with the log in your eye. And, basically, they're saying that you cannot judge me for really the same thing. We all are in the same condition, but just different circumstances. Mine may be bigger, yours may be smaller, but we still have the same condition. So today we're going to talk about looking at the man in the mirror. And we're going to talk about that because I feel that we're dealing with a lot of people that do not accept responsibilities for their own actions.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So my mom dealt with that 2 weeks ago, Dr. Evangelist Janice Ward. Prophetess.
Oh, that was a marvelous show.
She held it down.
She held it down. Shouts out to my mom. She's a beast. You see where I get it from.
She's a doctor, man.
She's a doctor.
You know what's going on.
And she cracks jokes.
Yes.
That's where you get it from.
On the regular.
That's where I get my jokes from.
She straight held it better. Down.
I know, man. I know. She could walk under the door. She's so short. I love my mother.
Oh, wow. Man.
I ain't say that, Mom.
Me neither.
I can't wait. I want to hear y'all go back
I'm
and
not
forth.
Even
my mom, I don't joke with my mother.
Mm-mm.
Because she be like, I ain't going to joke with you. Come here.
She'll come from the root to the tutor.
My mom, let me tell y'all something. My
she
mom,
will pull a belt out.
My mom, it was one time. I'm going to tell y'all this story, man. It was one time I had did something. As a child,
notice I ain't gonna say it.
So I said, well, I'm gonna take a bath when I get in the house, and I'm gonna avoid getting
avoid the whoop. See, that don't work.
Get you while you wet,
right? That make it worse,
right?
You lost bad.
So listen, I'm coming out the shower, right? And she's standing at the door with an electric cord.
Oh Lord, extension cord.
Extension cord.
To my tail up.
Wow.
My mom used to like. I was in church one time and. She told me to be quiet. I was sitting behind her, and I mumbled something. I said, L-l-l-l-l-l-l. All of a sudden.
Bow! Hit in the face with a Bible.
She punched me with her fist, closed fist in my mouth, man. You know what, Mom? I'm getting you back.
Hurt those little chiclets.
I'm getting you back. So anyway, we're talking about looking at the man in the mirror. Man, I want to know, what do you all feel, or how do you all deal with people who always blame you for something but never want to take responsibility or ownership for what they do? Have y'all experienced that before?
All the
absolutely.
Time.
I mean, even in relationships, I mean, you look at relationships and friendships that people are never, they don't know how to do what they do away with their pride and just admit that, hey, I'm sorry, I did that. But they always want to blame you for what they have caused. I always say this. I say, people say, well, Sean, you act this way, you act that way. I never, and I can say this, sometimes I may have, I can't say never, but I always react to what is given.
Right.
That makes sense to you?
Yeah.
So if you act a nutball, Shamika.
Why I get called on the carpet? What I do?
Because you like to act the nutball.
Wait a minute now.
He said on occasions, yeah.
Me beneath the talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Sat so down.
I act a nutball all the time. Every single day.
What'd she
day.
Say?
I thought I heard. Did you say fat bone?
No, I didn't. You added your own juice. I didn't even say.
You are fired. You went to Donald Trump today.
How?
He called him. He called him fat
bone. Hey, I resent you talking about big boned people. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. He talks about me being condition. Skinny all the time. That's now a bone I start talking too. Back.
No, so hey, that's another show at another time.
That's another show. He said that's a bone condition.
That, see, no. He's a bully. He just mad because I'm getting on him about it.
I'm a man of peace.
What does she call him?
I let you beat upon my neck and shoulders.
You called him a mad Bobbitt.
Lorena Bobbitt. What kind of show is this?
What's a mad Bobbitt?
Nope. We ain't starting
I
that.
Called him a bully. What are y'all talking
back
about?
Back to the story at hand.
Blaming other people. Right. We were just talking about this.
Back on top.
Yeah, blaming other people for what you do. I mean, prime example. You have, let's take single parent homes.
Mm-hmm.
You have homosexual young men who say the reason that I'm homosexual is because I was brought up in a house full of women and I took on their characteristics as a female. Now, is that a legitimate argument or is it some of these things are just some things you just decide to do?
No, it's some things that you decide to assess blame to so that blame won't hit you for the decisions you make.
See, y'all, see, you know what? I'm going to let y'all know. You see how PK did the big words and stuff.
All the time.
Right. Great.
But I'm smart.
But let me tell you something.
Wannabe.
Riverview can't produce good people.
You talk about yourself.
Listen, Riverview Gardens, there still is hope.
Hey, Riverview.
You can get the accreditation again. I'm telling you, we came from Riverview Gardens.
Riverview Gospel Choir 1990, circa 1993, 94.
Yes.
We getting him.
Riverview did produce some great people. You know, Christopher Collier.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I think you're taking shots.
No. Hey, we got some great people who come out of...
We got some great people who came out of Riverview Gardens. We got Leslie Tolliver. She's a lawyer from Riverview Gardens. No?
Yes.
We got
wrong for that. No.
We got some politicians. We got Corey. He's a pastor now. Corey, the tall guy. Anyway, let's get back
to it.
So now a lot of times we blame people for things that we have done. Like people say, I committed the murder because my dad was violent and my mother was violent. The reason I beat my wife or abused my husband or whatever is because I was brought up in that situation. Mm-hmm. Why do we sometimes find ourselves blaming other people for things that we have caused upon ourselves?
It's just like that murder that happened a few years back in St. Louis where they tried to blame Joyce Meyer for that situation going on because the dude worked for her. And I was like, what is that about?
What is that?
Kind of like that the devil made me do it kind of mentality.
Of course. And, you know, people, it's just like we're talking about, people assign blame to others in order to avoid responsibility. And a lot of the things that and even I have to learn this, you know, in my daily walk is a lot of times in the moment you can't see you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But after a minute, God's going to bring that back to you and you're going to have to make amends for things that you do, especially when you blame someone else or put it off on somebody else. Because a lot of times some of the things that you go through are about you. It's not about nobody else.
Yeah, that's good. And a lot of times you don't want to accept your view. You don't want to accept your reflection that you see in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times if we would take the time out to just really dissect who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes why don't you sit and ask the question, who am I?
Exactly.
Who am I really? You know what I'm saying? And dissect that and then look at the reflection in the mirror to see exactly that. Do you like what you see?
But that's what that scripture you were talking about is saying. It goes into after that talking about examining yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's like the main job of a Christian is to examine self. And we got a lot of Christians now that are into the self pushing. Yeah, I can dream big and all this right. kind of stuff. But you don't. And just like the Bible says, most people don't count the cost. So they go into something thinking these big lofty dreams, but then right. when they fall short, they blame it here, there, and everywhere. But God even says it in his word. Before you build a building, you count the cost right. of how are you going to get there? Draw a plan. Make it plain. And a lot of people don't do that. And they have this spirit, and I you can call it a demonic spirit, but it's a spirit of entitlement.
Right.
And, you know, you hear a lot of that talk in the political circles about, you know, they're givers and takers and people think they're entitled to stuff.
Right.
And in a broad sense, that's really true. Mm-hmm. People think that they're entitled to have a good marriage or have nice kids and don't have to do nothing.
That's like
to,
that 40 acres and a mule thing.
Exactly.
I think respiration.
Yeah, reparations, right. And that's not going to happen for us. God has always shown in his word that even in the most dire of situations, you have to work.
Right.
To not only get the things you want in life, but to have a good name.
And to call yourself approved as well.
Exactly. How can you call yourself approved before men if God doesn't approve you?
That's true. And a lot of times we find ourselves all the time like we need validation from other people of who we are. That, mm-hmm. that's a problem. We don't need other people. If you wouldn't worry about what people really thought about you or how people really viewed you, then you would be more receptible for accepting the things that you have done yourself. Mm. Case in point, the dude from Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, that was horrible.
Good story.
Yeah, the dude from Kansas City Chiefs, the girl went to see Trey Songz. At first, that was problem number one. Don't let your wife go see Trey Songz. Because
and clean people it up. Think I be playing when I'm right. like these because sex singers are gonna get y'all killed.
Yeah, because he's gonna put you to bed. Mm. So secondly, why are you going somewhere without your mate? You know, I don't understand that. Why do these husbands and wives? You married your husband and your wife supposed to be your best friend, and then you all are always traveling without each other. I understand exactly. that sometimes you need that time to get away from, your husband. Or
you don't
your,
need that time.
I'm just saying, if you feel like you need some, you know, you might need it. But however, that's your best friend, the one you go shopping with, the one you go hanging out with, the one to make you laugh, make you cry. You know what I'm saying?
But see, it's a deeper thing in that because he had to have trust issues. Well, they had trust issues anyway.
Well, yeah, the mom said that they was arguing. Mm-hmm. Really a few times that week before the incident happened. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And the problem is that, you know, sometimes, you know, people were like, well, he probably did this or she probably did that. Well, let's not blame him. Let's not blame her. And then some people say that's the coward way of living, to take yourself out or whatever. But the problem is that we don't understand the mental state that some people are in.
Right. That's a demonic impartation. And 9 times out of 10, nothing happened between those two except bad words and bad feelings and stuff not resolved from a long time ago. He slept here or she slept there or they saw them talking to somebody else. And all of that ends up with 8 shots inside of a female and a man taking his life.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. And then when you think about it,
the child.
Yeah. And there's a child involved.
Right.
And you look at these people with these big bank accounts and you wonder, wow, I want to be big like so and so and so and so. And these folks are taking themselves out more than the poor people.
I'm realizing that money does answer to all things. Thank God for money. But however, there are a lot of miserable people that are dealing with money. And then, because of money. But the thing is, that lets you know that just because you have money don't mean that you are exempt from problems. You know, here's a young man and very young woman that he decided to take her out and take him out. But who do we blame for that? It's like if people would just learn how to communicate and say, hey, I'm the problem here. Mm-hmm. Why don't I just take a break for a couple of hours, move myself away from this? Then the end result wouldn't be murder or the end result wouldn't be suicide. It's better to communicate that, hey, look at yourself and see what things do I need to straighten up What things do I need to chisel off? Mm-hmm. What things could I do better? Am I dealing with pride, or am I dealing with low self-esteem, or am I dealing with emotional ties? Even in marriages, am I not moving forward in relationships because, or getting married because I'm dealing with relationships of old that still have the residue resting upon me? What is it that I need to move out of my life so I can be able to be more productive and then be a blessing to somebody else? Because guarantee a point, you are a blessing to somebody else, but it's just that you have to realize your fault, your pros and your cons, and find out how can you become a better individual first with yourself and then later with God. You know, because you can't, you're gonna have to get a closer walk with God, but sometimes you just have to deal with yourself on a natural state before you can even walk in a spiritual state to just say, hey, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you're just walking around like a saved devil.
Man, that is true. Wow. That's true, because you got a lot of folks that walk around in and put a lot of, you know, society's ills on other people. They say, oh, well, you know, the girls that have abortions, they make the world bad, or the gay men, they make the world bad, or these people make the world bad. But the Bible even says, and I keep coming back to the Bible today, that people get the scripture, judge not wrong.
Not yesterday, but today.
Right, just today only.
See, yeah, I read the Bible, you know.
I reads
is it. It says
that Riverview.
It's that Riverview. I was just about to say that.
Hey, I'm black and I'm proud. Hey.
Where our soundbites at today, man? All the team, what's going on, man?
He looking at the sports scores. You know, I busted you out.
I can't look at it.
Oh, see now he's saying he can't.
Listen, and that is true that a lot of times we are not, you said something that was so profound before y'all cracked a joke and y'all made
that's
me look.
That's what I be saying, man. Man,
it was something so profound, man, that, oh my God. That was heavy too.
But no, I was finna say that the Bible says, judge not lest you be judged.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people look at that and say, well, you're not supposed to judge anybody, but you're not reading that entire verse of scripture. It says, judge not lest you be judged. Anytime you come up with an opinion of somebody, uh-huh, or a judgment against somebody,
well, ah,
judgment is leveled against you. Oh, you warmed it up. You warmed it up, man. You warmed it up. See, this show would be very profound if we weren't so silly.
God, you got to send that to me. I need that as a ringtone, man.
Like 3 months ago? Come on.
Like when somebody text messaged me, just hear this. Somebody text messaged me.
And that'll be the ringtone of somebody you be blaming. You're like, oh, here he go calling me again.
You know, and that's true what you're saying, that, you know, judge not unless ye be judged. And a lot of times that we don't know how to receive people and their actions. We always hold people to their yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? We always keep people at their yesterday. And then how can a person be delivered, or even say, okay, I could be delivered from this. I could be free from this. I know what was my fault, but you keep reminding me of what I did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get to today to move into my future. But if you keep pulling me back 5 steps by, oh, you remember you used to do this, you remember you used to do that,
exactly,
then you're always putting me in a state of mind to where I'm going to blame others for what I do instead of just saying, hey, I know I made a mistake. I need to change that. I'm moving forward.
Yeah, there's a little blurb going around. I've been seeing it on Facebook. You know, I'm not a Christian because I'm, I'm so good. It's because I'm so bad. I'm not a Christian because I live my life to the utmost or to the fullest. It's because I live so far from the fringes. I'm a sinner saved by grace, and by that grace alone do I live. You can't continue to live your life like if you're not perfect, you can't be with Christ. That's not what Christ is calling you for. Christ already is perfect. He wants you to follow him in his perfection. And then as you live your life, all of those relationships, all of those bad feelings, all of those things will fade away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you deal with God on a one-on-one level, because
one-on-one,
you got to deal with God. You got to deal with yourself first before you could deal with people.
That's true.
And that's where a lot of Christians right now, and you see it all the time. Everybody, that's everybody's favorite post. I get so tired of people. I get tired of you posting that mess.
You know, and that's the problem, that most people are not tired of church, but they're tired of the people in church.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I was going to
say. You know what I'm saying? They are tired of people in church because people in church can be so judgmental, dogmental.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So negative. You know, and then they always hold you back. If people in church would just worry about themselves and then blame the work on themselves first.
Yes.
You know, and that's the problem, that we always we are never transparent as people or as Christians. And that's why if you look at the percentage of Christianity,
yeah,
it has dropped 32%. The nation of Islam, the Muslim faith has gained 22%.
Yeah.
But the thing is that here we are blaming everybody else for what is wrong, but instead of pointing a finger about, you know, at us. And I heard somebody say before that is, at the same time you're pointing a finger to someone else, you have 100 fingers pointing back at
you. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So how can you function, or how can you grow, or how can you change when you are not trying to change, but you're always trying to find excuses of why not to change?
Or just being negative in general to other people. Especially, I don't understand a lot of Christians, or just a lot of people in general, how they always want to put blame on others, but yet they want to put people down. It's like people have emotions that you don't know what they're going through, and they may have a self-esteem problem, and you point them out on that, and it just brings that person down even more.
Right.
That's that fear.
And it makes them cause a mistake, or makes them go deeper into the problem that you're focusing on.
Right.
And that's the problem too, that the reason that most people don't like to blame themselves is because they find it a stronger balance in hiding behind blaming someone else. You get what I'm saying? They hide behind, you know, like to get the attention off of me, first of all.
Yep.
So since I want to get the attention off of me, I'm going to hide behind Brother Spoon here and point out all his flaws and what he's doing and how he's doing this and why he's doing this. But I'm at the same time, I'm hiding in my mess because I don't want to be exposed.
And you notice that the people who talk the most have the most hidden mess.
Yep.
Say that again. Time out.
Replay.
Hey, replay that, man. You say what now?
The people that talk the most have the most hidden mess.
Say that again, man. I mean, but say it, hold on. Say it, Baptist. Go Baptist.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Now, if you talk too much. Yeah, you got to do the. If you talk
I'm gonna buy my inhaler.
Then you might be the problem. I say you might be the problem. It was called for.
You know what?
Give me a name, man.
I'm sorry. I'm about to get on the men. Thinking of that, why do men, now lately, men run their mouth more than women do?
Dude.
I know a man got diarrhea of the mouth like bad. I mean, enema won't help him.
Ooh, sometimes Lord, you feel like a nut.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes I don't feel like hearing what these nuts got to say.
But that's the thing, that you talk so much. And what my grandmother used to say, what to say about the wagon that makes the most noise, or the most emptiest wagon makes the most noise. Y'all ever heard that before?
Yeah.
And that's because that you're trying to hide behind, you know, you're trying to hide behind putting somebody else out there, but then you don't want to be exposed. But then after a while, you shall be exposed.
It comes out. It always comes out.
God is faithful to make sure that your dirt will be uncovered at a present time if you keep on doing it. God does that. God, he's a fair God to me. I love God. God does that because
he's God of justice.
Yeah, just God. Because here you are constantly sweeping around everybody else's front door. It was a song when I was growing up. Sweep around your own front door.
Before
you try to sweep around mine. Can I get a witness on that one? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sweep around.
You know, if you would, and my mom used to say, yeah, I'm going to give you 10. Mm-hmm. 10 to take care of yours. I'm going to give you 10 to take care of my own. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, take care of your own business. Quit trying to focus on what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, why I am doing it, and just worry about yourself. But then you want to blame others for people talking about you, or you want to blame others for people isolating you and not want to be around you because your mouth got you in trouble.
That's true. That's true. Or you wonder why people don't confide in you. You wonder why you're not the person that's solving everybody's problems. It's because you're causing a lot of problems. And people can't seem to separate what God wants them to do from what they want to do.
Right.
Exactly.
And they always trying to make God co-sign on their mess.
And honestly, you have to understand that you have to be able to accept your own faults, your own mistakes, because that's building character in you.
Right.
You know, you being able to say, I was wrong. You know, I understand that men, a lot of times, we have the biggest problem with pride.
Yep.
We have the biggest problem with pride. And pride kills us. Pride messes us up. Pride eats on us. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to admit when, hey, I'm wrong. I'm not right. I'm wrong. Just admit that and keep it moving.
Or you're going to hear this.
I don't remember asking you a thing.
That's true.
It's like he wanted to cuss on that.
Right,
you
know, yeah, right.
Well, Sam Jackson always sound like he wanted to cuss.
Listen, if you're listening in, I hope we're not boring you today, because we're not cracking a lot of jokes and this is a serious discussion. But if you want to call in to 618-874-5785, what happened, man? That's what they do now. They call 618
from the east side.
Yeah, it's from the east side. 618. Right, I know that, but it wasn't always 618. It's just they call from the east side, 874-5785. Right,
it has always been there.
Some people don't know the east
to
code.
Dial area code. 618.
Okay.
That's the area code on the east side.
874-5785.
So 618-874-5785. Or you could call from the St. Louis side, 314-969-6900. Or when you walk in your house, log on to shine690.com.
Or if you got iPads or Androids.
Tune in.
Right.
Tune in app.
Or you could go to iHeartRadio.
No, that's the wrong one. No. Go to Podomatic and check out all of the previous.
Wait, what happened? What happened?
It's a private joke.
Oh. I was being facetious.
I don't know about that.
Spell it. What?
Facetious.
IT. You said spell it. IT. Listen, but seriously, I mean, like for instance, you have people, Jeffrey Dahmer, for an example. They said that he blamed somebody else for his little crimes. You got rape. You blame somebody else for those. You blame somebody else for these. You know, child molestation. You blame somebody for that. You know, your drug addiction. Mm-hmm. You blame. Well, the reason I'm on drugs is because of this and because of that. You know, why are you on drugs?
It was my mom and my daddy fault.
My mom and
they
my daddy
treat
fault.
Me good.
The reason I'm like this is because my daddy wasn't around. You know what I'm saying? That was your, yeah, my father wasn't around either. But however, yeah, I made mistakes. But then after growing up, I had to realize that, hey, that my dad lived his life. But now I have to live my life. I have to be responsible. I'm going to have kids. I got a child that I'm going to have to be able to be a great example for that, for her. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So why are we blaming other people for our actions? We got a call online. What's up, caller? You listen to Rescue Nation Radio.
How you doing? I've been sitting here listening to you this evening, and I'm driving down here through this St. Louis here on 7. I'm a truck driver, you see. And I happened just to have been scanning through the radio there, and I caught the thing about your jug in there. Use that scripture about that log being in your eye and everything. And I just want to say, y'all hitting it right there on that nail, right there in the center of the nail. If you had a hammer, you would hit it right in the center. I like what I hear on the radios right now.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate you for listening. How do you feel about people judging us, you know, judging people and not looking at themselves?
Well, I feel like this. I feel like they left out a sense. You got the sense of looking out your eyes. You got the sense of hearing out your ears, and you got the sense of taste, and you got the sense of touch. Is I right about it?
You're right about it.
Okay, now if you add on another thing, it's just a sense of judging. We all do it. Did the babies do it? We all do it. A baby will judge whether they can taste their parents or not. Too, like you said, your mama hit you in your mouth.
Yes.
You judge your mother. You didn't know your mother was going to turn around and just bust you right in your mouth.
No, I didn't.
You didn't see that coming. You see what I'm trying to tell you?
Right, exactly.
I think it's another sense that we have. We just don't know we have it, but we got to learn how to use the spirit in order to guide us to keep away from judging. You know what I'm saying? Because we shouldn't judge. And you're right about it this evening as I drive down here through your city.
Thank you. Thank you for coming
Thanks
through.
So much
Thank
for listening.
You.
Thank you for listening.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Drive safe.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. You keep doing what you're doing. And as they told me when I was probably around you guys, hey, they told me to keep living, and I've done that. And I want you to do the same thing, okay?
Thank you so much.
Well, happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Happy holidays. God bless you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
All right. You know, and
now, that was good. I like him.
That was good. And that's true. That I remember it's a lady at our church, Octavia Baskin. She said, I told her it was something going on as a child, and she said, just keep on living. You're inexperienced. Keep on living. Just keep on living. And I'm glad he said that. You got to keep on living. Yeah. And that's the thing that, you know, we have to sometimes just wake up in the mirror and just look in the mirror and say, hey, do I like what I see? Can I improve on what I see? Or can I change what I see? Yeah. Or how can I be more effective in somebody else's life to help them change without being judgmental?
That's true. And you gotta learn that when your life bears out the type of person you are. If you're always in drama, drama's gonna always be in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Always dramatic.
Exactly. If you always in an argument with people or always in a beef with people, you're gonna always be in that beef.
Right.
Unless you look at yourself and say, what is it that I'm doing?
And then also look at the people that you surround yourself with, because you're friends with people for that reason. And if you don't like your friend, look inside yourself, because you have that type of likeness. It's like that like spirit. They basically follow each other. So just
birds
watch
of a feather, right?
If you need to remove them from your life and pray about it, right, do it.
I always say this: I never seen an eagle hang with pigeons,
and you never will, because he will eat them. But
that is true.
He would.
Why did you have to turn something into food?
I'm just saying.
That's scientifically.
The circle of life.
But that's the truth. You never see certain birds hanging out. You don't see ducks hang with pigeons.
Mm-mm. Mud ducks?
No.
Hang with what?
Well, mud
swans.
No. Mud ducks do hang with swans, because the swan hang with the mud ducks so they can look a lot better.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's why pretty women always hang with ugly women, because it make her look a lot better.
Not necessarily. You just can't. Two pretty girls sometimes just don't hang out with each other because they do have issues. That's true when you think about it.
And that's another thing. What's up with the women being upset with other women for being pretty? You don't see me hating on Shine because he got on a tie and I got on a t-shirt. Hey, that brother just styling today.
I'm more handsome than you are. You're right.
No, I'm like way more handsome. I just keep it low key and on
the
under.
Need the boxing gloves.
You say you keep it low key.
Low blows.
Low key and on the
You
under.
Say you keep it low key.
Oh, low.
They say beauty is within.
Hey. I keep my beauty on the low.
That ain't true.
I'm not metrosexual.
Oh my God. Don't look at my outer. Know me for my heart. Girl, I can't kiss your heart.
And if I did, I'd have to go to jail for it.
Oh my God. But that is true that, you know, hold up. Why you think ugly? Man, you go to Atlanta, dog? Oh, never mind.
Nah.
I don't like the look of it.
Yes, thank you.
So, y'all silly, man. I lost my train of thought.
See, that's not hard. But
Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah.
Wow, that's not hard. So you want to get on me now? I mean,
no, we're talking about blame. See, you about to blame me.
I got a question. How come Hernandez, if you're not fighting with me, you're fighting with Sean? Can you just keep the peace?
Because he got that rape a man after five on his face.
It's the hat, dude. It's the hat.
Lori, they telling me I look like the shoe bomber Richard Reed. So get on them about that. That's an inside
joke. What?
Right. Right. Oh, my God. Silence.
Laura's going to laugh about that.
Where's the cricket when you need it? Right.
Even the crickets were bored.
Right, exactly, man.
But you made the statement.
Joke for
that's
my baby.
Horrible.
Love you, Lori.
Back to the topic, man.
Keeping it moving.
Because I blame her for a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God. Mama Ward just got you. She said I'm thinner.
Wow.
Shouts out to Mama Ward. I love my mama. She taking up for a baby.
That's all right. That's all right, Mama.
I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. Yeah, I love my mama. Anyway, listen, so, and that's the thing that I had to, I'm gonna give it to, that's the thing that I had to face, that I used to always blame other people for my action. Like, I blame my father not being there, like, hey, well, I acted like this because of that, or, you know, I acted like that because of that. But then I had to realize that some of the things that I did was my own responsibility, my own fault.
That's true.
Even to the point to where some of us find ourselves in the wrong relationships. And then we blame them for the wrong relationships when, honestly, it was our fault for even entertaining that relationship.
Because you know that it's a wrong person for you, but you just end up going anyway because
you're scared, because of the fear. And that was my problem. I was scared of the fear of being alone or being by myself, knowing that the female wasn't for me, knowing that she wasn't in church, knowing that she wasn't living right, knowing that she was a cusser, knowing that she, you know, just had the wrong identity or the wrong makeup to where our DNA didn't match. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we accept these things and keep living with it. It's people right now that's married today that they are still accepting living inside a marriage that they know they should not have been in that marriage. But then, you know, they stuck there. So that's where I was, to where now I used to blame everybody else. Well, the reason I had a bad relationship for this, that, and the other. But if I would have never entered into that agreement with that individual, then I wouldn't have been in the situation I am today, or, you know, in the past of being hurt, going through, like blaming them, like it's their fault. No, it's my fault because I allowed you to get into my circle, which I should have been more discerning and praying more to where I wouldn't allow you to get into my circle. Then now you that residue from that old relationship is messing up what can really be strong and make something great happen, to where I will be the most happiest person in the world. You get what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people that's living like that, that's blaming their old boyfriends and girlfriends for where they are today. But it's not their fault. You know what I'm saying? Some is their fault, but it's your fault for not being Holy Ghost led or being led by God to move into what God has for you. There's nothing wrong with waiting as long as you're waiting for what's right.
That's true.
But don't get frustrated in your waiting. That's the whole thing. But you can't blame other people for it. Am I right, y'all? I mean,
you're right. You're right. You're hitting it on the head. But, you know, people are so into, and we talked about the spirit that permeates the world right now.
There is another big word. Go ahead.
Yeah, but hey, permeates.
Break it down.
But
for a 13-year-old, break it down. What's the next word in the thesaurus? Come on, bring it up.
The next word in the, hey, I don't.
Get them.
Get them, right? Get them.
Youth and young adults show. So say something.
Permeates. Youthful. It's all in the air.
Is that? Is
spell it.
It's in the atmosphere.
Spell permeate.
P-R-E-A-M-E-T-E-S.
I can't believe he just had him do that.
Right, exactly. Was it right, Shamika?
That was absolutely right.
I'm a poor speller.
He is.
I'm like, church, how do y'all spell?
How do you spell relief?
You don't ask the church to do it.
Church, I was trying to work on my notes, but I couldn't spell this word. How do you spell savior?
My spell check on my iPad ain't working. Lord have mercy.
Lord.
I need the new operating system.
So go ahead. You were saying that... percolate.
Oh, there's a
what?
Pause. Time
out. Wait. Time out.
Time out. It's not time for the percolator.
No. Do you remember that dance?
No.
It's time for the percolator.
Let's not.
After the show, I'll tell you something.
That's what got so many women in bondage now, doing the percolator.
But go ahead. You're saying about.
But anyway.
Perfiate.
It permeates the atmosphere, a spirit of not only fear, but ignorance.
Wow.
Yeah. And when fear and ignorance get together, they produce a baby called sin.
And then they produce anxiety.
Yes, sir.
And then you come out with a little Hernandez.
No, boy. Hey.
Wow.
It's entirely possible.
It's not little.
But luckily, I've been saved by the power divine. I'm saved.
That ain't true.
Yes, I am.
Are you not saved?
Saved all my life.
Aww. Oh, my God. Y'all going to hell.
Not me. You coming with us.
You rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus.
Get behind me, Satan.
That's how he gonna sound too when he get behind.
No, when I get to somebody get to hell, they gonna be crying like that one dude. He go.
I'm starting to petition. We're gonna get rid of those two sound bites.
No, it's funny now. No, put it in the right spot. It's funny.
You put it in the right spot. It's funny. Like your picture, post offices, wanted signs. Milk cartons, the world.
Oh, and there's you creeping me out right now.
Have you seen my daddy? Y'all wrong.
If they love you enough. Wait a minute.
I have moved on.
Right.
Because I'm no longer blaming you. I'm blaming the devil.
Kids, daddy left. Yay!
Woo! Party. He ain't coming back.
What?
Right?
I ain't no Rolling Stone. You crazy?
You're a stone.
But see, this is what happens when you blame others. You propel your rage on the others live on radio shows.
Man, tell me something, man. What is something that you all would confess to that you blamed others for that it was your fault?
What can we say live on air?
I mean, I can say some things, but I get in trouble.
Right.
But
The R-rated version, right?
No, I have PG-13. Blamed.
PG-13. I want to go see Twilight again. Go ahead.
Twilight? Oh, you see? Oh, man. That's your own personal beef. But
why you have to say beef? Why does everything have food? That's you, pork chop.
See, they
he called you Oompa Loompa.
They are besmirching like the union name.
He called you Oompa Loompa.
We have been in food service for over 20 years.
That's your beef.
What kind of food service you talking, dude?
Hey, we've been in all kinds of food service.
Go ahead, man.
Hush, man.
I'm tired of y'all. Why are we yelling
anyway,
on each other? Go ahead.
Exactly. Where's the love? But there was a situation that really affected my spiritual walk when I've told you when my church became defunct, and I had a lot of blame for a lot of people, and it wasn't good blame. Oh, it was horrible, horrible blame. And it took me a long time to get to the point. And God really had to shake me up to show me that it's not those people. It was my will. And I'm like, how could it be your will? It was, you know, we were doing all this in your name. We were doing all that in your name. And it's not about that. Doing things in my name is good, mm-hmm. but doing things because I'm God is better.
Wow.
And after that,
man,
you know.
Be reading the Bible, man.
I read.
You spend time with God.
Hey, in his presence. But
Shondo.
And I thank God that I was able to spend time in his presence to get that, because I could have still been in a place where I was blaming family members or blaming friends or, you know, blaming other people that may or may not even have been involved. But the things that happened were the things that happened.
Right.
It didn't have nothing to do with necessarily me.
Right.
Or anything that I did. I even put blame on myself. And then God had to show me that, you know, that's not your burden. Things happen because they are my will to happen.
Wow.
And once you get to a realization where you let go and let God,
yes.
And a lot of people play with that phrase like it's really a song. Ooh, let go. No, you have to let go.
Uh-huh.
Let go of worrying about how you're going to eat, how you're going to drink, how you're going to worship, everything. Let it go. God is going to give you everything that you need. He supplied that need, because if God gives you a calling, he gives you a direction or a destiny, he's going to give you provision for that destiny.
Oh, that's good.
So, I don't know who I'm talking to, but you've been through something like that and you're blaming some folk. You know, the church house is bad now because of this person or that person. They stole money or they messed with these little boys or whatever the case might be. But you can't live your life in blame.
Right. Eddie Long, you can't blame. You got to blame yourself, man.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Got
hey,
to.
Hey, crap. Hey, blame yourself, man.
Yeah.
Little Boy Intervention, 2013.
Yeah, but we got to stop that, though, man. Some blame is justified. that's got to stop.
Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Shamika, yeah, I mean, everybody else then came up. I mean, come on.
Okay,
help the people.
Well, I'll help the ladies and the men. I would say
it was both before. Go ahead.
Oh, see?
Oh, wait a minute.
No, just go on, RuPaul. I mean...
Oh, really?
It just flew out of my mouth.
Okay, Mr. Raper Man. Don't calm your nerves.
What did he say? What did he say? I missed it. I was laughing. What did he say?
He called me RuPaul.
This is all in Christian love.
All right, Grimace. Let's keep it moving.
Hey, on that note.
I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
Exactly.
I didn't have to take this. I'm going home.
Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, keeping it moving in Christian like.
Trying to crack on me, Hernandez?
Oh, Hernandez on a roll today.
He is a roll.
I swear, when I buy this hamburger, I'm going to give you all my pickles.
How many hamburgers you going to buy? So how many pickles can I expect?
Hey, you know how many kids I got? We eat some boigas.
We know.
He said I'm going to give you all my pickles. She's a vegan.
All right, back to the subject at hand, please.
All right.
Shout in the corner, shouting, y'all.
He really is.
That was a good one.
All right, so just for everybody, just waiting on your mate. That's my main thing. I've only had two relationships in my whole entire life, and just saying, well, both of them always ended up with them cheating on me, and basically stating that I don't have time for them, or it's because I don't. Really? Because I ain't sure pickles?
You be on the pickles, boy.
We over with. My pickles is my pickles.
Okay.
I can put Kool-Aid on them if I want.
I'm mad you on the floor.
Sean is not getting up today. That's it.
Sean is praying.
he's on almost said for the first time. Can you go off on that one?
For the first time.
Continue with your story.
All right. So just make sure.
He got his Richard Simmons jogging pants.
Hey, this is Saturday. I'm not like you people.
What you trying to say about
I am casual.
Us people.
Come on, guys. Come on, Shamika.
You metrosexual model.
Hilarious, funny.
Come on.
Did what?
Go ahead,
Shamika. Metrosexual model.
Okay.
Help the metrosexual.
That's why I was
That's
waiting
a compliment.
On you. Go ahead. No.
Mr. Nail Done. Something.
I know what he's trying to say.
Go on and tell him.
I get my nails and stuff done, and your hands look like you be
ripping them off by the teeth. Yes.
Ooh. Scratching a grout.
Scratching grout.
Go ahead, man.
So just make sure that you wait on God.
He got a monkey paws. Go ahead. Go.
So let me get through and keep jumping.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just make sure that you wait on God to send your mate, because for me, I guess I wasn't waiting on God. That's the reason why those certain things happened to me. But now it's like, if I learn to hold out, wait on God, and just listen to his voice, that I know that he will send me my mate. And it doesn't matter about our schedule. We'll still make time for each other. And as long as we both making time with each other by, you know, being in church and putting God first, everything else will fall into place. So I'm just making it.
Yeah, but see, in that situation, you can't blame yourself for dumb dudes. That's dumb dudes.
I mean, for that, I should have waited on God.
Yeah, I agree with her. Same thing with me. You wait on God.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to wait on the Lord. Shamika, I agree with you. I feel you.
Thank you.
I feel you.
Dumb dudes, you missed out. She's a model. And why are you laughing? That's not funny.
When nobody laughs,
that's not me laughing.
I was waiting on you to say something after.
Right, that's what I knew he was going for.
Somebody, this is a complete train wreck.
All she wanted was a pickle.
No, stop it.
That's what I knew he was going there. That's
well, listen, we got, 4 minutes left?
Really? Man. This went by fast.
It is. See, we haven't been in the studio for a while together, all together.
And so. We've been joning on each other.
Yes, but I mean, it's like brother, sister.
That's what we missed, love, man.
Yeah, we missed
camaraderie.
But listen, I'm on a serious note. That we have to accept our own responsibilities.
Wait, what did you do real quick?
He's never going to say.
I already came out with mine. The show been about me.
Oh.
That is true. The show.
Wow.
Boy.
Jonah dog.
Keeping it moving.
Your shirt don't say rescue. It just say rest.
Dude. That's how you think I ain't going to rest? Saturday.
Rest.
Rest nas. Not
they got to take 3 pictures of you to get the whole word.
Wow.
Right. He want to pee.
What? That's true. That's the picture that's on Twitter. It only does say rest. R-E-S. What a C-U-E.
That's because y'all got me from a bad angle.
Listen, y'all. You know, honestly.
Lame.
Real talk. If you start accepting responsibility for your own mistakes, I guarantee you start being a greater asset to, is that right? To other people and also to yourself, because then now you're able to start a healing process of healing and picking up the broken pieces that you have scattered abroad, you know. And if you able to really realize that, hey, I need to start putting these pieces back together because I need to be made whole, and then just start working on yourself. Quit worrying about other people and what other people are saying and what other people are doing. Start working on yourself, because your self-worth is worth you changing. And then you'll become a better person. You'll raise a better family. You'll be a better wife, a better husband, a better teacher, a doctor, a professional, a pastor.
A better child.
Because now you're able to realize that, okay, it's me first I need to work on. And I guarantee when people start seeing the change in you, they will begin to want to change, or they will change because they see the change in you. And then the good thing about changing is that when you change, people change. That means that either they're going to stay with you or they're going to leave you. And some of us need some people to leave our circles because they have infected our circles and not affected our circles. Y'all get what I'm saying? Because they wasn't a great effect. They didn't help us, but they infected us to where now we're walking around with this cancer or with this disease, to where now every time we latch on to somebody else, we're making that relationship or we making that situation worse, because now we're carrying on this residue, we're carrying on this hurt when we should have took some time out to make sure that we was healed.
That is very true.
Amen.
And, you know, we talk about blame and, you know, taking self-responsibility. But there's one word that I think sums that up that is all about Christianity: repentance. If you're in a situation with God where you're repenting, hey, God, I'm sorry for what I've done. You have to have been and looked at what you've done.
Right.
You have to make a literal list. God, I did this and I did that. And things that you didn't even realize that you did that was wrong will start coming to you.
And right. Be bold enough to apologize to that person.
Right. Go back and
go apologize. Yeah. Go say sorry. That's what I did on Twitter. I said, listen, in this next season, I forgive everybody who has done something to me. Just forgive me for what I have done to you. You know what I'm saying?
Learn to forgive immediately, too.
Learn how to forgive. Listen, hey, we're going to announce this Women Out of the Ashes program, December the 14th. It's called Time of Release. And we're dealing with some, the women will be dealing with these things of how women can release their anger that they're holding on to. And it's December the 20th. And we'll give you the address where it's going to be, and they'll have food and stuff like that. And they're going to be passing out flyers and stuff. Check it out on Facebook on Rescue Nation's page. Hopefully they have a flyer out there, the Women Out of the Ashes. And they're really trying to discuss on how do we have balance in our life to where we are able to let go of our anger instead of holding on to our hurt.
Amen.
Y'all get what I'm saying? So listen, man. Hey, we're so excited that you took the time out to listen. Make sure you tune in again tonight at 9 o'clock. This is a fun show. We didn't see each other in a while, but next week we'll be talking about something new and interesting. Hopefully we'll have some guests in. And then also look for RC 2013. You'll know what that is pretty soon. RC 2013 is coming. And January 1st, or the first week of January, we will release December the 21st is the event. Okay, would you please quit texting me? December 21st is when the women we have, Women Out of the Ashes discussion, okay? But definitely, RC is coming soon. Are y'all excited about RC?
We're excited.
So we'll let you all know the first week of January what's happening with RC. Look at your Facebook and Twitter magazines and newspapers, and the advertising will be all around, commercials and all that. And we want you to come meet us 2013. We'll let you know in January. You be blessed. Rescue Nation, we're out.
Yeah, dirty, this is so, so serious. Yeah. So for real and real talk, so I just hope you're hearing this. Why is it that radio won't hurt more Jesus?
Sadly, we have come to the close of Rescued Radio with your hosts Sean Ward and Hernandez Union. We pray that you have heard something that inspired you to get involved in this mission to save our young people. As parents, relatives, church, and community leaders, we have to surround them with love, understanding, and most importantly, a listening ear to hear their cries. Psalms 34:17-18 says,
"The righteous cry out,
and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit." To all of the young people listening to this broadcast, we care about you, and God has assigned us to you in order to help you. We need to hear from you, so we have made it possible through all of the networks. Send questions or comments via email to rescuedradio@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Rescued Ministry, then link to Rescue Radio. We're also on Twitter at Rescued Radio. You may even send a text and receive text alerts by texting the word rescued to the number 313131. Finally, you can reach our ministry line in the traditional manner by calling 314-719-7132. That's 314-719-7132. Don't just sit back and do nothing, but get up and get involved. Become a mentor. Together we can rescue our young people. Thank you to our sponsor, Sanctuary Adult Program, and JC's Home Healthcare, located at 1442 Chambers Road. For more information, visit www.jcservicesonline.com. Tune in next Saturday at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. for this powerful, one-of-a-kind broadcast. Until next time, stay blessed.